This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, not to forget about our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, all the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and all the bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website for the radio show, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we're going to finish up the debate here, and then we got other things to talk about because there's a big breaking story that you wrote about that's going to be huge. And by the way, we also need to talk about Lieutenant General Flynn and what happened there yesterday. Now, there were some moments last night that really, really got me going. That I really think made it so much for President Trump. Number one, Joe Biden could not name a single law enforcement group that supports him. President Trump said he's talking about defunding the police and he just has no law enforcement support. And Biden went, oh, yes, I do. That's not true. That's not true. But he couldn't name anyone.
No, I mean, Trump even said, go ahead, we've got time. And at that very moment, that's when Biden said, no, we don't have the time. So, yeah.
And then, go ahead.
Well, what's particularly interesting, and I think Trump missed a golden opportunity because we caught on one for a second, and that was the Green New Deal.
Yep.
So that was a good thing. But Trump did not seize on the elimination of the Electoral College, which I really wanted him to challenge Biden on, and the statehood of Puerto Rico, Washington, D.C. So those two things right there, I think, were a missed opportunity by Trump to kind of put Biden over in his corner of the sandbox.
Yeah.
But that's okay. There's certainly still time for it because, I mean, Trump did inject all things Hunter, or at least tried to.
He did. He really did.
Yeah, that was a good thing.
Yep.
When it comes to government, I think Trump also missed an opportunity. Because he needed to say, when Biden was going on and on and on about Trump has no plan for the pandemic, Trump, all he needed to say was, look, I never denied a governor asking for one thing. We were on the phones with conference calls almost every day with these governors. Whatever they asked for, they got. If we had it, we gave it to them. Whatever was in our, you know, national stockpile, we emptied that. We sent in everything that we possibly could. We gave them the, they were never told no. In fact, things were offered, like the Mercy ships, which ended up not being used. And that Trump also pulled the trigger on, you know, putting beds into Jacob Javits Center and, you know, using Samaritan's Purse and building, temporary hospital facilities in Central Park and so forth and so on. We have a federalist system of government, and that's what Biden doesn't understand. Because Biden said, it's a patriotic duty. We're going to wear masks to protect each other. And we're going to make that a national thing. You cannot do that. We have
until,
the federal government can order states to
until Martha Raddatz made her comments yesterday, and I forgot to mention this part about it before we started, before the hour there, and did her little thing. But Martha Raddatz also said in her travels across the country, not only was there very little support shown for Joe Biden anywhere, but a whole portion of the country gave up on masks. They just weren't wearing masks, didn't care about it, didn't want to know about it.
Well, and if you look at Australia, if you look at Britain, they're having some very interesting protests against government intrusion into their lives.
Sure.
That's continuing, and we are having, you know, some of that here too. So yeah, I mean, I think that Kristi Noem and you know governors, she has it right. We. Trust the citizens.
Those that
do stupid stuff,
and Trump talked about the rallies. You know, Joe Biden said, always having these big rallies. And he says, yep, we've had rallies, 25, 30, 35, 40,000 people in the rally. They haven't had any problems. You haven't heard about any problems. And we haven't. We've not heard about any big problems with the big rallies outdoors.
Right. And you know, Trump needed to say, look, you know, we provide masks. We provide hand sanitation. They kind of know the rules when they show up that, you know, these are the distinctions or the conditions, I should say, because we're still in a pandemic.
Yep. So when we come back, we are going to be talking about Hillary Clinton. We're also going to be talking about Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, Sidney Powell, what happened there yesterday. All a big news day yesterday, and of course, we've got a big news day going on this morning. So don't go anywhere. Denise Simon and I will be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, let me tell you about Balance of Nature. They are a wellness center where they sell a lot of different vitamins and whatnot. I happen to be taking their fruits and veggie capsules, which are doing a very good job for me because, you know, not eating enough of the right kind of foods is something that we all fall prey to, myself in particular. And not getting enough of your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either is a big thing. And I certainly was not getting that. But since I've started taking Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, I'm telling you, I've got a little bit more pep in my step. I'm not eating any more of the junk foods. My blood pressure's dropped back down to reasonable levels. And, oh, by the way, I've lost some weight because with all the fruits and veggies that I've got from the capsules and me, all the daily requirements, I'm just not hungry to go snacking like I used to be at night with candy bars and chips and whatever else that was going on there. So here's what you can do to find out what I know about. Go to the website balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. And for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just use the product code RESULT. RESULT. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So, to start feeling better, go to balancenature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, RESULT. That's balanceofnature.com, product code RESULT. And joining us right now again, Denise Simon from founderscode.com. And, okay, let's see here. We've got a caller, so we're going to jump over to the caller, see what the caller would like. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. This is Chris in Parrish.
Hello.
And I just wanted to say I've been checking out Fox News posts on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And just about everyone is furious with Chris Wallace's performance tonight, how biased he was.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Okay.
Well, and he's always been like that. And I'm just about done with Fox. Donna Brazile and Juan Williams can have Fox. I'm watching more and more Newsmax and OAN.
Yeah, well, those are good choices. Mm-hmm.
Fox is not the same show it used to be.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your call. We appreciate your comments. And I don't dispute anything she said there, because I was watching Wallace, and Wallace was actually, in my opinion, this is just me, helping Joe Biden along so he wouldn't get buried.
There appeared to be some of that. And I think that those of us that know Chris Wallace from, you know, Sunday morning, you know, his TV talk show.
Yep.
I think we kind of know that's his style.
Yep.
So I don't know that we should have had any expectations otherwise.
Okay, now let's talk about the director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, and what he revealed yesterday that you wrote about. That pertains to Hillary Clinton, and here we go again, or do we?
Well, he sent a cover letter, it appears to be a cover letter, to Lindsey Graham, who's chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and it was responding to his request for intelligence community information regarding investigation by the FBI in the Crossfire Hurricane. So he has declassified some items, and so this was really a cover letter. But the intelligence community in July of 2016 had obtained some kind of an insight into Russian intelligence alleging that Hillary had approved a campaign plan to stir up a scandal against Trump, trying to put Putin and the Russians hacking of the DNC computer systems. And there are apparently some handwritten notes by CIA Director Brennan that kind of confirm the Hillary thing, and that Brennan had briefed Obama and other senior national security officials, which would probably be those that are on or were on the national security staff of Obama, which would have been Susan Rice.
Yep.
At least,
yep.
Okay, Ben
yep.
Rhodes and a few others. There, you know, so there were the intelligence officials, there are some within CIA and probably the National Security Agency and, you know, that were pushing back on how Brennan was packaging this. But let's go back up to the top where it talks about how Hillary had approved a campaign plan. Now, that tells you she didn't necessarily concoct, but she may have concocted or reconcocted the plot about Trump in Russia. I would argue that she's not really that smart. This plan about Russiagate, Russia collusion and all of that, to me came from someplace else or someplace else's.
Okay.
And that might include the John Podestas or the Strobe Talbots.
Right.
Who, by the way, was Bill Clinton's Oxford University buddy,
right,
and the president of the Brookings Institute. So now the next question is the hacking of the DNC computers, because remember that came to light because of WikiLeaks, and then there was this thing that the FBI went over to the campaign. The campaign wouldn't let the FBI look at any of the login files under their system. And then they brought in the computer company, the fiber company, I forget the name of it, but it was assigned by Mark Elias from Perkins Coie.
Uh-huh.
Now we have to ask the next question. Were the DNC computers really hacked to begin with?
Okay.
Because I have a feeling that that was a lie.
Okay. Now, before we move over to Sidney Powell and Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, in that case, we have an email here. There was a claim made that Joe Biden claimed that Kellyanne Conway supported riots, saying they were good for President Donald Trump politically, and the verdict on that is it's false. Biden has repeatedly lied about what Kellyanne Conway had to say. And
He misconstrued it completely for his own benefit. What Kellyanne Conway was really saying before she left the White House was, hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to, to these Democrats and to these mayors and governors, if you're going to allow these violent protests and looting and all that to continue, it's not going to help anybody except Trump because he's the law and order president. So you better do something about it. It wasn't that he was endorsing it. It just helps him because he's pro-law and order and Biden wasn't. But Biden twisted it last night, and that's why he's getting the Pinocchios.
Now, what went on in the Flynn case yesterday, Judge Sullivan and Sidney Powell,
God.
And it was you were listening.
I listened to the whole thing. What was particularly interesting, my big takeaway is based on the questions that Judge Sullivan was asking to the government lawyer, which is the Department of Justice, and to Sidney Powell, so they're kind of like the defense team for Flynn, the questions he was asking were almost as though he'd never seen the case before. It was really just quite remarkable to me. I mean, it was kind of like, I can't believe he's asking these questions. But there came a moment where he asked Sidney Powell, why did Flynn plead guilty? And, oh, my gosh, she went off on a full-blown lecture with dates, names, times, filings, documents, evidence, locations, everything else, and just blew him out of the water. Just was a remarkable thing. Now, we had Gleason in there, and Gleason he got on his soapbox defending the decision by Judge Sullivan. And he was an idiot. I mean, he was a complete idiot. But Powell made some objections yesterday, and she wanted Sullivan removed immediately.
Okie dokie. Here comes the music. Gotta let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Good segment. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the different articles that she writes and become part of her subscription base.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the...
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and Joe Biden are debating in Cleveland. They were asked if scientists can be trusted regarding COVID-19.
There's millions of scientists, there's thousands of scientists out there that don't work for him. Their job doesn't depend on him. That's not, they're the people. They're, and by the way,
to the scientists that are in charge,
by the way,
they will have the vaccine very soon.
Let him
do you believe for a moment what he's telling you in light of all the lies he's told you about the whole issue relating to COVID? He still hasn't even acknowledged that he knew this was happening, knew how dangerous it was going to be back in February, and he didn't even tell you. He's on record as saying it. He panicked or he just looked at the stock market. One of the two, because guess what? A lot of people died.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their 2 campuses to serve you. We'll tell you all about them and that right after they tell you about themselves. And don't forget to find out more about them. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. Now, here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston, and the other one is down here in Tampa Bay, Florida, in Clearwater, Florida, which is across the bay from where I'm at. I'm in Tampa. They're over on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. Now, in both cases, you can take a tour of the campus, which is something that I would strongly suggest you do so you can find out exactly what they're all about, and that's the best way to do it. Now, the phone number to call to schedule a tour is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And take the tour of one of their two facilities. You're going to love it. You'll find out firsthand what's going on. And just the best way to find out about the National Aviation Academy and all the great things they can do for you. Now, for the first time in over 2 years, carrier launch of U.S. aircraft conducted an airstrike against Islamic State targets in support of Operation Inherent Resolve, the global coalition battling the terrorist group in Iraq and Syria. And yes, ISIS is still around. It was a successful mission. The planes flew back to the USS Nimitz, which is what's in the Persian Gulf right now patrolling, and everybody made it home safe. Now, the Trump administration has asked the military to assess how quickly it could pull nuclear weapons out of storage and load them onto bombers and submarines if an arms control treaty with Russia is allowed to expire in February, according to three people familiar with the discussions. We'll see what happens there. And with their lights off, the Bradley fighting vehicles lumbered through the darkness at Fort Stewart, Georgia, in the wee hours of the morning, October the 20th, 2019, before a mishap wound up killing three soldiers. Now, the mist and humidity degraded some of the vehicle optics that soldiers were using to find their way, problems that have since been fixed. But unfortunately, in the night of October the 20th, 2019, at Fort Stewart in Georgia, it didn't work. Now, an eighth U.S. member has been killed by the coronavirus, according to the Pentagon data released Monday. That's eight soldiers now that have died out of a total of whatever. I don't know what the exact total is for everybody, but that's a very low percentage, and you would think that anyway, because of the physical condition of most of the people. Now, NATO is adapting to security threats in cyberspace despite the vulnerabilities exploited in the COVID-19 pandemic, so says Deputy Secretary Maria Guarano. Now, a cyber attack could trigger an Article 5 response from NATO. We'll see. We'll see. Plenty of cyber stuff going on in the world in which we live in right now from various sources. It's not just Russia. It's not just China. You got Iran, and you got other places. And good morning there to the suicide jockey extraordinaire, Mr. Tom. He's out and about, I do believe, on the highway, so get careful when you see that big old gasoline tanker going back and forth up I-75. Give them a lot of room always, by the way. Now, the Trump administration has warned Iraq that it will close its embassy in Baghdad if the government does not take swift and decisive action to end persistent rocket and other attacks by Iranian-backed militias and rogue armed elements on American and allied interests in the country. U.S. and Iraqi and other officials were notified of that. And we'll see where all of that goes. And before I get to the caller, I want to mention that the Yokota Officers Club Bar, which was closed for much of the spring and summer at the home of U.S. forces in Japan in western Tokyo, is not only open for business again, but it was at near capacity on Friday night. So they got it going again there in Japan. So kudos to those guys and gals. All right, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dennis calling again from Sarasota.
How you doing?
Not too bad. I'm up usually this time of night listening to you.
Okay, go ahead, sir. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that I would like to see the people that support Joseph Biden. I would like to have them tell Vladimir Putin to. He's going to have to get rid of his tanks, his personnel carriers, his jets, and his submarines when they enact the program to eliminate all
the new Green Deal
combustion engines and
yeah.
so on.
Yep.
And I just want to make one other quick comment. I've noticed that on on YouTube, I see pictures of Mr. Barr, our Attorney General, and I don't know if those are real pictures, but he looks like one of the most unhappy people that I've ever seen.
Well, you know, it comes from when he worked with HW, I think.
He must be under a lot of pressure.
Oh, I'm sure he is, but he's a really good guy. I think he's doing a good job. He's got a tremendous responsibility. I couldn't even fathom what he's going through, but you're right. He's got to be going through a tremendous amount of pressure.
I hope his health holds up because, you know, you have to pray for something like that.
Yep. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, and appreciate your call and keep on listening. All right, well, let's see here. Suicide Jockey Tom wanted to tell us about a Trump rally, October the 3rd, 2020, at the Stump Pass Sandbar, 10 a.m. Let's see here. They're going to pull the anchor. Oh, it's a boat parade. Okay, they're going to pull the anchor and have a boat parade. I believe that's down there in Venice. I think that's where that's at. So, okay, thanks a lot there, Tom. I appreciate that. I'm just trying to think of where the heck I'm going to be October the 3rd. I know I got something going on, but anyway. Now, going back to what we talked about earlier, and we're going to get into this a little bit with Chris Markowski. Frank Lutz, the pollster, had an encounter group, as did Laura Ingraham's guy. And he was in Scranton, Pennsylvania, in Joe Biden's backyard, where he grew up. And some of the answers coming out of Scranton about the debate were not all that positive for Joe Biden, which was rather surprising, you know, back there in the home camp, so to speak. And people, I think, understand that you get older, things happen, and you're not quite as sharp as you used to be and whatnot. There's things you can do, and I had somebody tell me they were wondering if the B12 that they gave him was going to keep him up on his feet long enough to stay awake. I was taking bets on when the first yawn would be. I didn't really see a yawn, but then again, he might have camouflaged it with some of those laughs that he was doing, because those were fake laughs. He was doing that because I think that's the way that he was reacting to Trump just tearing him up. But Trump took a bulldozer last night to Biden. Make no mistake about it. It was like a steamroller. And I know the mainstream media is going to say, oh, he was a bully and he wouldn't let Biden talk and this and the other. I know they're going to say that. But let me tell you something. When you're the leader of the free world, you act like the damn leader. You don't act like you're playing with Robert's rules or something like that, because you say something and I'll say something. And then you say something and then I'll say something. Uh-uh. No, you get your chance to take a shot, you get it, you dig it, you screw it in, backwards, upside down, whatever the case is, and you let it fall where it may. That's just my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right, I'll be right back. Chris Markowski to Watch on Wall Street, coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Listen to us up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, let me tell you something about that's going on October the 23rd down at the Hyatt Regency in Sarasota. It's called the Salem Conservative Summit, and it's going to be featuring some great conservative commentary from the likes of Larry Elder, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Phil Grandy, Charlie Kirk, and yours truly, as we get ready to keep America great in November. Now, the Trump train will roll on at the Salem Conservative Summit October the 23rd at the Hyatt Regency in Sarasota. This is a VIP event with very limited seating, so you'll have to reserve your seats today. All you got to do is go to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com and order your tickets online. And I look forward to seeing you there. All right, and first of all, we got the Watchdog on Wall Street with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And we have a caller on the line, and we're going to go right to him, and he has a question for you. Is this Jim in Clearwater?
It's Mike in Clearwater.
Mike in Clearwater. Okay, sorry.
Hi, Captain. Chris, I love your show whenever I occasionally pick it up. All too often, Chris, I talk to a lot of Democrats, and they say, well, this economy has nothing to do with Trump. You know, everything is overinflated. The valuations are overinflated. And my thing is, you know, every problem that we've had in the economy, including 10 years ago when we had the big crisis, that largely came because of Democratic policies where they said, well, you know, if everybody has to have a house, right? They wanted to pitch this thing, well, you know, people are under, it didn't matter if you could afford the house, just apply for the loan and you'll get it, and then you can move in the house whether you could afford it or not. And the thing that makes me sick is when people say, well, you know, the Democrats were the ones that built the economy. No, they weren't. Clinton shipped off all of our jobs when he signed that free trade agreement. And that's when all these call centers and everything started to go overseas. And I just want to know what you think, because I think the stock market is doing pretty good. And, you know, I don't think the Democrats had anything to do with it. That's just my opinion, but I just want to see what the both of you think.
All right, thanks, Mike. All right, go ahead, Chris.
Clay, a lot there. And, you know, I spent a lot of time and written many columns talking about the financial crisis, and you're spot on. You know, what's funny is that all of these ridiculous mortgages, this adjustable rate mortgages, no doc loan mortgages, no income, no job, no asset mortgages, that all came from the Clinton administration under the housing and urban development head, whose name is Andrew Cuomo, who's now the governor of the state of New York. And yes, too many people getting homes that they couldn't afford. Wall Street then taking it to the next level and putting all of these things on steroids and trying to hide the risk. And without a doubt, that was hugely problematic. There's a lot of fingers to point when it goes back to the financial crisis, and actually fingers to point at people going out and buying things that they shouldn't have bought in the first place. As far as the stock market is concerned, there's a lot less companies trading public today than there was going all the way back to the 1990s. Actually, during the Clinton administration, in my opinion, one of the worst things this country did, and Republicans are responsible for this too, was the repeal of Glass-Steagall and allowing for all of these too big to fail banks to come into play. But now it's gotten worse than that. It's got a lot of too big to fail companies. And, you know, if I'd have a criticism for the Trump administration, my biggest one would be is that they never got to, and I understand. I mean, he's fighting against Russia collusion and all this nonsense and garbage. You go back to the 2016 Republican National Platform, one of the things that they wanted to go after was too big to fail and bringing back Glass-Steagall. And I think today we have way too many gigantic companies out there that control way too much, and it limits the creative destruction. I think as far as the economy is concerned, under Donald Trump, we did unbelievably well in bringing back manufacturing jobs, saw fantastic wage growth, because, to be honest, wages have really stagnated since the beginning of the Bush administration. I've been talking about this on my show. You can even take a look. You go from 2000 to 2010, the stock market went down over that 10-year period of time. There was a lot of things that happened over that period of time, but the indices didn't do well. Our clients did because we focused on individual companies and the fundamentals. But there's a lot of fingers that you can point to go around. Under Donald Trump, we saw jobs come back. We saw unemployment drop. It wasn't that long ago where, I mean, again, you go back to January and February of this past year just to see how well we were doing in the direction we were heading. It's going to be difficult. It's going to take some time to come out of it. But the answer most certainly is not what Joe Biden is pitching, which is more government.
Yeah, and something else that came out of yesterday, and I've been telling you about this, and I've been telling the audience about this ever since the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa groups came out and defunding the police and all that stuff, that movement. I'm telling you there's a blue wave coming in November, the likes of which we've never seen, with the police unions and the relatives and the firefighters and the EMS and all the supporters of the police that would have normally voted the union line and gone Democrat. They are going to vote against the Democrats this time around, from the local level right on up through the national ticket. And yesterday, when President Trump challenged Biden, he said, tell me one single law enforcement group that supports you. He couldn't do it.
There's no doubt about that. You're going to see that. And again, that was a big issue with the debate last night, was actually pitching law and order to the country, because the country is tired of it. The question is going to be whether that's going to be enough. around the country. I do think that many people in certain areas have just had it. Imagine being someone who lives in an area like Portland. I mean, I would have left a long time ago. I mean, it just cannot be this way. I mean, I'm seeing it here in New York City, where it's a mass exodus out of that city. Today's the day restaurants are going to be able to open up at 25% in the city. Just when the temperature starts dropping, 25% is not going to cut the mustard.
These well, you like cold weather, so you'll be out there in below zero weather eating on the street.
Not in the city.
Yeah, I know. It gets really cold in between those buildings with the wind whipping around. I know. All right, let's talk about Disney, because this comes predominantly out of California with the shutdowns in California. But Disney is now going to lay off 28,000 employees as the COVID-19 continues, especially in California, to hammer its theme parks. They still can't open the theme parks in California at all.
Yeah, a lot of companies have held out for a very long period of time. And I think that there's going to be another wave of layoffs coming our way. I think that's why a lot of people are, you know, Congress is right now really kind of, you know, trying to decide what they're going to do with another stimulus package, and unemployment's a part of it, because it's not just that. It's also a lot of small businesses and restaurants are now throwing their hands up in the air. The PPP money has run out. They've come to recognize that they're not seeing the light at the end of the tunnel yet. It's obviously not the case in places like Florida, which is doing everything to get back to work.
Right.
And they also see as well. I mean, what if, you know, Biden wins this fall and we're dealt with another shutdown? These big businesses, they can only go so far. They're only going to keep people on the books for so long. You're going to start seeing more layoffs.
And then we're finding out that the fastest growing jobs for the young professionals that are coming out of the technical schools and trade schools and even colleges in some cases include two different areas of work. One is called info security, and the other one is chemists. They need chemists, and they need people working with techies working with security on the internet.
Defense against hackers, that job has been a pretty big one for an extended period of time. And yeah, you're never going wrong if you learn a skill, whether it be mathematics, chemistry, anything like that, where you're able to actually, you go out there and do something. You can do a myriad of different things. I always, tell parents and people we manage money for, you know, pay close attention to what your kids are studying in school and make sure you're spending all that money that they're going to get a skill that's going to translate to real life.
Yeah, well, the military is looking for people with those type of qualifications right now, and they'll bring them right in. You skip basic training, you get kind of like an indoctrination, and then boom, away you go, and you're working on cybersecurity.
Yeah, well, I didn't realize that they were having them skip basic training. I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing, but they're obviously in need of these workers.
Yeah. No, they're putting them right to work. They get like a college indoctrination sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then away they go, and it's a totally different deal because they're not going to be in combat ever. They will with computers. How's that? Okay, here comes the music. We're going to let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things he has to offer. And in the meantime, I'll be right back with Colonel Jim Worsher.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.